Hey, Chad, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
How about...
No, not again.
Okay, what about...
I just saw that last week.
Okay, oh, I got it.
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, what'd you think of The Great Muppet Caper?
That was certainly a movie featuring Muppets.
Anyway, welcome to You Want Me to Watch What, where Chad and I challenge, recommend movies to each other that the other hasn't seen, which at some point is going to be very difficult because you and I have seen a lot of movies.
This is true. Luckily, they keep making more.
This is also true. So, by the description in the title, this month we watched The Great Muppet Caper, a Jim Henson Muppet movie from 1981. It is the second of the Muppet movies and is in no way related to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive in, shall we?
Ooh, let's.
The movie begins with a fourth wall break. Kermit, Fozzie, and Gonzo are in a hot air balloon discussing how dangerous this is, but Kermit says, oh, it's okay. These are the opening credits. Cue the opening credits. Credits go on, blah, 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 blah. The hot air balloon lands in the middle of a busy downtown street. Cue musical number about making said movie.
Mm-hmm.
And how everybody's in it. During the shenanigans, Lady Holidays, the big fashion designer from Paris.
Diane Rigg.
Yeah. Or England or wherever she's from. Her jewels get stolen by a mysterious person in black. Well,
Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin. Thank you. I blanked on the name. I almost said John Goodman, and that's not right.
The dad from Beethoven.
Yeah, the dad from Beethoven. Takes the jewels, runs off. The end of the musical number ends with a picture of Fozzie and Kermit being taken as identical twins joining the newspaper staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the other newspapers are covering the jewelry heist.
Yeah.
Not the Chronicle.
Human interest.
Yeah, human interest.
Well, frog and bear interest.
Yeah. So, Kermit and Fozzie and Gonzo wing their way to England to meet up with Lady Holiday, get an interview, and catch the jewel thief. They have, like, zero money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And end up staying at the Happiness Hotel, which you can pay by cash, check, or, you know, back door in the middle of the night.
We'll do that one.
Yeah. That's a popular option.
Everyone always does.
And this is where we meet the rest of the Muppets, including Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, Scooter, the Swedish Chef. The list goes on and on and on. This is Muppet Central. Kermit seeks out Lady Holiday in her office, but meets Miss Piggy, who he thinks is Lady Holiday. She has just gotten a job as Lady Holiday's assistant, and she's in Lady Holiday's office. So clearly, it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to get an interview with her, and she says, oh, let's do it later, over dinner. Okay, I'll pick you up at your place. Where do you live? Guess.
Somewhere on Fancy Street or High Street.
Highbrow Street, yeah. So, at this random address that Kermit has just made up, which exists, Piggy meets there. We get a John Cleese cameo. Love that entire scene because John Cleese. They go to a dinner, and at the nightclub, Lady Holiday is there, and her necklace is stolen after a big kind of
song and dance
routine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turns out, you know, the brother is behind it. I already said this.
Mm-hmm.
He is jealous of Lady Holiday's fame and wants all of her stuff, but needs a scapegoat or a mm-hmm. scape pig in this case. The next night or so is a big fashion gala where Lady Holiday is showing off her new designs. He gets Piggy in as one of the models. Cue another large musical number. And he plants evidence on Piggy to prove that she stole the jewels. She goes to jail. Clearly, she's innocent. Everybody, you know, Kermit believes her. And they know who took the jewels. So they're going to go to the Mallory Gallery, where Lady Holiday's baseball diamond is being held on display.
Mm-hmm.
A fight ensues. Piggy breaks out of jail, and they stop the bad guys, and everybody makes their way back to the States.
Yep.
It's a Muppet movie. There are zero stakes involved. Everybody's going to be okay. It's a Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your thoughts?
So, this is the first one that Jim Henson directed. He didn't direct the Muppet movie.
No.
This is the first one he directed. And I have come to the decision that Jim Henson does not believe in a fourth wall. You said that it starts with a fourth wall breaking joke, and then it continues with a fourth wall breaking joke, and then it ends with a fourth wall breaking joke. There is nothing but fourth wall breaks.
Yeah.
The entire thing is self-referential.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, that part eventually gets tiresome. I didn't like the John Cleese bits.
You didn't?
It just took forever. It just went on and on, and it represented the least of the Monty Python style humor, where they run the joke until the joke's not funny.
Fair.
But they didn't hold on to it long enough for it to get funny again.
It didn't come around.
I mean, the heist was fine. Diana Rigg's always good. Charles Grodin is the standout to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Charles Grodin as the brother who wants to steal the diamonds and also really wants to have sex with Miss Piggy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care. There will never be another actor in a Muppet movie that so clearly conveys a carnal desire for Miss Piggy as Charles Grodin did.
This is true.
He wanted to pork that pig.
He did. He really did.
And it just showed he committed to that.
Yes.
He was ready to grip both hams.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to make the bacon. We understand this.
I mean, I've seen some folks that have been doing some questionable thing. I mean, we watched The Gentleman, you know, and there was the scene. It was alluded to. I'm pretty sure that they had to hold Grodin back. Frank Oz felt violated at the end of some of these scenes.
So it's a see it from you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a Muppet movie.
It's a Muppet movie.
Overall, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It is a harmless Muppet film.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the Muppet movie. Yeah, it's good, but it's not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
And that's probably owing as much to Jim Henson's directorial kind of ignorance.
And that could very well be. Yes.
The songs are super catchy.
Yes.
Some of the dance scenes go a little long. Specifically the one where Miss Piggy's in the modeling thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the one where the diamonds get stolen in the fancy restaurant, mm-hmm. that was fine.
Yeah.
The other one, it went a little long.
But it had synchronized swimming.
You know, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes that's not enough. Yeah, I mean, it's a see it from me. Like I said, it's a harmless Muppet movie. Yeah. If you like the Muppets, there's a lot to like here.
Yeah.
And you get Kermit actually standing up for himself in a scene, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he actually kind of locks down on Miss Piggy. He's just like, no, you lied. Go screw Charles Grodin. That's what you really want to do. But that's what he really wants to do.
Yeah.
In his eyes.
Go be with the dad on Beethoven.
Go be with Beethoven's dad. So,
okay. So it's a see it from you. It's a see it from me. Yeah. It's a Muppet movie.
And
so,
Oscar the Grouch was the best cameo.
Yeah, that's true. He did have a cameo. Yep.
I mean, and again, fourth wall breaking. What are you doing here? A very short cameo. Me too.
It is very much in the style of the Muppet Show.
Very much.
Yes.
It is very much in the style of the Muppet Show.
Yes. So, anyway, couple of seats. It's a Muppet movie. Watch it. Enjoy it. It's on Disney Plus. So I think it's your turn.
I'll come up with something.
All right.
Hello, meet Popsicles. Why don't you grab your multipass, a drink, and come sit with us?
Let's pick each other's brain. We want you to be part of our intimate conversation about science fiction topics.
Let's do this. Join us, and let's talk about science fiction topics and books, movies, TV shows, and games.
At Science Fiction Remnant, you are invited to listen in.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And don't forget your multipass.